Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years now, chief economist for the NFIB, and the guy who puts together what has for a long time been the gold standard for surveying small business owners about what's really going on. And of course, you know, my opinion is that means it's the gold standards of economic surveys, because if it's about small business, what's more important than that? Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things you say in your report, I think, is very interesting. You talk about the fact that employment has increased a little bit, 0.12 points. I'm sorry, 0.12 worker, 12 tenths of a point, I should say, per workers per firm. But you said, and you said that's a solid number, but it's coming from fewer employers, fewer small business firms. Explain yourself.
Right, I think that's why it doesn't really show up, in the aggregate numbers. So if you go back to 2003-2007 period, when we were building too many houses, we also built too many new firms. We started too many new firms.
Right.
Huge numbers. So if you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics Table 8 births and deaths, you'll see that there was a boom in new firm creation in that period of time. And, of course, jobs go with that. So there were lots of jobs going with it. And then the recession hits, and, of course, the death rate goes sky high. And we lose, you know, almost a million firms a year for 2 years. I mean, just a lot of firms go out of business. And if you look where we are now, of course, the birth rate is quite low. So is the death rate. They're both low historically. So that what that suggests to me is even when I get our survey, I say, okay, it looks like, when we ask them, did you increase or decrease employment and by how many, we can then calculate this average, which, as you said, was about a tenth of a worker per firm on average. But you get the detail, you get a bunch, you get some firms increasing employment. I think we had 13% raising employment, an average of 3.7 workers. And then we had 11% cutting employment, an average of 3.3 workers. So, but the overall number that we get, the average, is historically not a bad average. But, of course, we don't get the same number of jobs from that anymore because there are a lot fewer employers out there.
Well, that's, you know, and Bill, if you remember in 2009 when everybody was saying, just wait till the startups get going again, the economy will really pick up. And I said, guys, I hate to rain on your parade, but there are not going to be any startups in this recovery. And I was right about that. And then over the time, Bill, over the last 5 years, what I have said is that if you're still in business today, you figured out how, you know how to run a business. Good times, bad times, you know how to run a business. And so basically, Bill, it seems to me that if you really, really want to know what the employment situation is in America, you should be watching small businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's basically the case. Again, you know, the GEs of the world don't employ many people. GE employs 150,000 people every week in our economy. In fact, last week, I think like yesterday, the number was 339,000 people filed initial claims for unemployment. So that means they left, you know, they were fired and laid off.
And only 120,000 jobs were created in January.
Exactly.
And something like 70-something thousand in December.
Right. That's net jobs, of course.
Yeah.
So even though we fire, 330,000 a week, we also are hiring a lot of people. So the net is that 124,000 number that we had that told us what we did in January. So that's kind of the story. It's a very dynamic process. Labor is the most valuable resource that a country has or a company, and the managing labor is really important, and we do that in this country better than
back to anti-growth policies, which is not going to help your number here, Bill, next month or the month after. President Obama wants to raise minimum wage.
No, that's exactly right.
That's an anti-growth policy, isn't it?
Exactly. If a 20% unemployment rate among teens isn't high enough for you, raise the minimum wage by $3 and see how high that unemployment rate can go.
But,
I mean, that's a terrible
anti-growth. But guess what, Bill? We polled my audience about that, and 70% of them said it wouldn't make any difference to them.
Yeah, they're not thinking it through.
But no, I think it's because they're already paying more than minimum wage, and they have technology options now.
That's true. That'll help.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job again. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Thanks.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, with the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. And that's NFIB.com and smallbiz.org, his website. And Bill Dunkelberg is a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.